It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. Yesterday, we discovered that fear isn't just a feeling, it's a spirit. It's more than just having butterflies in your stomach or that rush of adrenaline you get when you hear bad news. Nope, it's an unseen enemy that seeks to take over the space in our life where faith belongs. It rarely walks through the front door wearing a name tag. It comes dressed up. It hides under layers of thought and logic, caution, self-protection. It has faces, friend. And if we're going to walk free from fear, we must learn to recognize those disguises. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 4, he said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Now that word deceive, it means to be led astray by appearance. And that's just what fear does. It looks like something familiar and harmless until you realize it's been steering your heart away from trusting God. You remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways acknowledge Him. Lean not on your own understanding." And God goes on to say, "And He will direct your paths." See, fear, it tries to get you to lean on your own understanding. It tries to pull you away from what God's Word has said and what He has promised you in the past. But today we're going to expose the faces of fear. I want to unmask every disguise that the enemy uses to slow us down and to silence our faith. The fear of failure, that's a big one, friend. That was Gideon's hiding place. You remember Gideon from the Old Testament? He's one of my favorite reluctant heroes of the Bible. When we meet him in Judges chapter 6, he's not on a battlefield or in a prayer meeting. He's hiding in a wine press, threshing wheat in secret to keep the Midianites from stealing it. That alone tells us something. Fear makes you do the right thing in the wrong place. See, Gideon was trying to survive when God had called him to lead. God doesn't want you just to survive, friend. He wants you to thrive. He wants blessing to be in your life. He wants you to fulfill purpose and destiny. And an angel appears to Gideon and he calls him. He says, "The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor." Another translation, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." But Gideon, he answers with the language of fear. This is what he said in Judges 6:13. He said, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?" Oh, have you ever heard that? Fear uses that word, if. If God was really with me, if I was really called, if I was really good enough. See, Gideon's fear was that fear of failure, that dread of not being good enough. He saw himself as the weakest of the weak. Yet God saw what fear had blinded him to, and that was his potential. God didn't wait for Gideon to feel brave before he called him brave. And he doesn't wait for you to feel ready either, friend. He calls things that are not as though they are, the Bible says. See, fear of failure, it'll whisper to you, "Don't even try. You could never do that." But faith, it says, "Even if I fail, I'll fail forward with God." See, in the Bible, in Joshua 1:9, God told him, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now, chances are someone's listening to this program today, and you've got that fear of failure going on in your life. Satan is trying to tell you that whatever God has called you to do, that it's impossible, that you can never accomplish the task. But listen, friend, failure doesn't define you. Obedience does. The man who hid from battle became the man who led a battle. He was hiding from the Midianites because he was trying to just protect his grain. But God saw something in Gideon. He saw a mighty warrior, and faith spoke louder than the fear. So that's the fear of failure. Don't let the fear of failure define you. Don't let it keep you from trying. Don't let it keep you from being all that God has called you to be. And along with the fear of failure is another big one, which is the fear of people. See, that was Saul's snare. If Gideon teaches us how fear hides, Saul teaches us how fear makes us compromise. Because in 1 Samuel chapter 15, God gave King Saul a clear command. But instead of obeying God, Saul obeyed the crowd. And when the prophet Samuel confronted him, listen to what Saul said in 1 Samuel 15 and verse 24. He said, "I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Are you obeying the voice of people today, or are you following the voice of the Spirit? See, that single verse explains why so many destinies never reach their fullness. Fear of people. What they'll think, what they'll say, whether they'll approve or not. That fear has silenced more callings than the devil ever could. See, Saul looked like a leader. He stood head and shoulders taller than anyone else, but he was ruled by public opinion. He couldn't bear to lose face, so he lost favor. Now listen, I love people. I have pastored for 41 years the same congregation. But listen, I do not have the fear of people. I will not let the fear of people sway what God puts in my heart and what God speaks for me to do. The fear of people, it's subtle. It shows up in the way we edit ourselves just to fit in the hesitation to share our faith with somebody because we don't want to seem too spiritual. Friends, sometimes the need for applause slowly replaces the need for anointing. See, I would rather God be pleased with me than people pleased with me. In Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25, it says clearly, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. See, Saul's story, it warns us that when you start leading for approval, you stop leading by anointing. I have seen so many young believers who had a powerful calling to ministry, but every time God opened a door, they would ask, "What will people think?" They feared disappointing friends more than disappointing God. That's being trapped in the same snare that Saul was. The fear of man, pleasing man instead of pleasing God. My friend, I want you to know today, fear of man, it's a bondage. But fear of God is freedom, that holy reverence that God is in the room, that God is in your life, that God is in ultimate control. The third fear I want to share with you today so we understand what we're up against is the fear of rejection. Oh, this is one I've struggled with in my life. Peter loved Jesus deeply. But love alone doesn't make you fearless. The very night that Jesus was arrested, the Bible tells us Peter followed at a distance. See, that's what the fear of rejection does. It keeps you close enough to be seen, but far enough not to be identified. So when the servant girl recognized him, Peter denied Jesus three times. And the Bible said in Luke 22, verse 62, the Bible says, he went out and wept bitterly. Friend, it was the fear of rejection that Peter was struggling with. It makes you pretend to be somebody you're not. It says, don't get too close to people because they might not like the real you. Do you struggle with that today? Are you afraid of what people think about you and you're afraid to disappoint them, so you have that fear of rejection? See, Peter was afraid because he was separated from the master now. No longer was He there in the room with Jesus, he was following from a distance, and he couldn't bear to be left out or cut off. And in trying to protect himself, he did the very thing he swore he would never do. Do you remember when he said, "Lord, I'll never deny you." But grace met him after the resurrection. On the shore of the Galilee, Jesus asked him three times, "Peter, do you love me?" And each yes rewrote a no. That's what love does. It redeems fears, failures. Three times Peter said, "I don't know the man." He denied him three times before the rooster crowed. So when Jesus appeared to him, Jesus said, "Peter, do you love me?" "Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep." "Peter, do you love me?" "Feed my lambs." "Peter, do you love me?" Then he says, "Lord, you know all things, so you know that I love you." And what Jesus did was he was redeeming those failures, that fear of rejection that Peter was dealing with. See, friend, God's acceptance is so much greater than man's rejection. In 1 John 4:18, it says, "There's no love in fear, because perfect love casts out fear." See, friend, when you discover the perfect love of God, you're not going to have that fear of rejection that Satan wants to paralyze you with. Fear says, "You're disqualified," but Jesus says, "Follow me anyway." The fourth fear that I believe we often face in our life is the fear of lack. That's Israel in the wilderness. Fear doesn't just attack identity. It attacks your security. And when God brought Israel out of Egypt, he promised to lead them into a land flowing with milk and honey. And yet every time they faced a need, fear spoke louder than faith. Do you remember the story in Exodus 16? They cried out to Moses and they said, "If only we had died in Egypt. We want to go back to Egypt. At least we were secure there." See, fear of lack, it makes you romanticize your bondage. It makes you think you were better off back there before you gave your life to Christ. It makes slavery look safer than freedom, because at least in Egypt they knew what to expect, even though it was bad. See, even after God sent manna, water, and quail, they still doubted. Why? Because of the fear of lack. It's never satisfied. It's rooted in distrust. See, when you worry about tomorrow's provision, you're really saying, "I don't think God's able to provide for me." Jesus addressed this in Matthew 6 when he said, "Don't worry about your life. Look at the birds of the air. Are you not more valuable than they?" My friend, worry is just fear rehearsing what God already resolved. You don't have to worry about it, friend. He's got it all taken care of in advance for you. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. We're talking this week about overcoming fear.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.